This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. For topics of interest or any questions you have, email me. radioprogram@AOL.com is the email, radioprogram@AOL.com. And I've got a question here from my friend and colleague, Kristen. Can you elaborate on the role of prebiotics and probiotics in the treatment of both candida and SIBO? SIBO is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Or when both are present. What happens when both are present? What is the role then of prebiotics and probiotics? That's a great question, because everybody who has been diagnosed with SIBO or has candida, and candida can become a form of SIBO, and I'll explain that in a moment. They're looking to take probiotics to crowd out the bad bacteria, right? But if you do have SIBO, if SIBO is present, if candida is present, if a yeast infection is present, or something like that, many times those probiotics, and including prebiotics, are just kind of joining the party with that bad bacteria. So it may not be wise to start any kind of treatment by taking prebiotics and probiotics, because it may cause the bad bacteria to flourish. Okay? So the prebiotics and the probiotics would come later. And let me explain small intestine bacterial overgrowth. If you have irritable bowel syndrome, or if you suffer from gas, bloating, belching, abdominal distension, cramps, diarrhea or constipation, all of these may be manifestations of SIBO, S-I-B-O. That's the acronym for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Now, SIBO happens when the small intestine, which normally is kind of free of bacteria, becomes contaminated with bacteria that normally hang out, with bacteria that normally live in the large intestine, in the colon, like candida. And the resulting proliferation of that bacteria causes fermentation to occur. And what you've got there is a lot of bubble, toil, and trouble, right? So this condition, SIBO, and you've heard me talk about it before, if you've been a chronic antibiotic user, or even if you've only used one round of antibiotics for something, say you've had surgery, or you've had a sinus infection, or something else, that can cause SIBO in some people. It could certainly cause candida overgrowth. Now, the other thing, the thing about candida is the candida can kind of back up where it normally resides in the large bowel, in the large intestine. And when it does kind of back up a little, it can become then SIBO, kind of inhabiting the small intestine. Candida kind of exists anyway throughout the alimentary canal, you know, starting with our mouths all the way to the anus. It's its overgrowth. that becomes problematic. So if it is candida, there are ways to treat candida that are often similar to the ways to treat SIBO. Now, ways to treat SIBO would be taking a particular antibiotic called Xifaxan. It could be very expensive, but it's designed, this antibiotic is designed to suppress bacterial overgrowth. So many people opt to go this route, but it's not necessarily the best idea for when you find a bug to use an antibiotic to kill it off. You may be better off using more natural methods. And this is what we do first before we introduce a prebiotic or a probiotic. So you can take things, for instance, instead of conventional drugs, you could take things like berberine from Oregon, grapefruit, allicin, which is found in garlic. The Allimax is actually the product, which uses the allicin from garlic. This is different from kyolic, which is aged garlic. Aged garlic has virtually no allicin in it. And allicin from garlic can be a powerful natural antibiotic. Other things to use for eradicating SIBO, cinnamon, oregano, and ginger. We like to use the products Candibactin AR and BR. Candibactin, suggesting candida, right? Which is kind of a form of SIBO too. It's not just targeted for this fungus, which is candida. The herbs in Candibactin AR and BR do have broad spectrum effects against the bacteria found in SIBO, as well as candida, and essential oils might be the new antibiotics. If you go to drhoffman.com, you will find this information in an article written by Dr. Hoffman called Do You Have SIBO? So if you go to the search box and type in SIBO, you will have access to this article as well. So essential oils are very, very helpful. They're powerful antimicrobials. And herbs like sage, thyme, oregano, which happen to be the main ingredients in Candibactin AR, would be the preferred alternatives to using antibiotics, and especially in things like farm animals. You know, 60% of antibiotic use in this country is in farm animals. So, Candibactin BR is composed mostly of berberine. Berberine has been used for hundreds of years, especially in Chinese medicine, for GI upset, especially things like diarrhea. It helps also with detox, digestion. So generally, if you have IBS, and if you have IBS because you have SIBO and candida or candida, taking Candibactin BR twice daily, and then about a week or two later, and adding Candibactin AR twice daily, and you take these with food, and you increase these as tolerated. The reason we don't like to start both AR and BR at the same time is it's a whopper. It could be a lot. It can hit you like a ton of bricks. So we like to titrate it up slowly so that you can detox without much hullabaloo in your GI tract. So, impaired motility, which is a tendency for food to get stuck in the upper GI tract, this has been found to perpetuate SIBO. Prokinetic herbs like Swedish bitters can help to enhance intestinal transit time, to combat stagnation of partially undigested food, which perpetuates this bacterial proliferation. Why else do we have so much SIBO lately? Well, you've heard me say it before, every other person is being prescribed a proton pump inhibitor, a Nexium, a Prilosec, because they have acid reflux or GERD. Well, they may have that acid reflux or GERD because it originates from indigestion, And that indigestion happens because there's not enough stomach acid. Not that there's too much stomach acid. So, and then what would be the diet for SIBO? Well, it would be one that's low in FODMAPs. So let's talk about the FODMAPs. Some of the foods containing FODMAPs. What are FODMAPs? FODMAP, F-O-D-M-A-P, is an acronym for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. These are all carbohydrate foods that can feed small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Fruits such as apples, apricots, cherries, pears, watermelon, and dried fruit. And you know, dried fruit are concentrated sources of sugar, so not the best thing, and especially if you have candida too. Vegetables such as asparagus, broccoli, eggplant, garlic, mushrooms, onions. These are FODMAPs. Now, what I find interesting, and maybe you will too, is there are prebiotic foods I mentioned here, like onions and asparagus and leeks, which are in the onion family. These are FODMAPs. So FODMAPs are known to exacerbate SIBO, and these are also prebiotic foods, which are FODMAPs, which may exacerbate SIBO. So here, you know, coming from a different direction and looking at this is another way of saying, yeah, prebiotics are not a great idea in the treatment of SIBO or candida because they're also FODMAPs. Other FODMAP-containing foods to eliminate? Cereals and grains like wheat and rye, pasta, bread, milk products, cow's milk, ice cream, yogurt, soft cheeses, custard, and sugar alcohols. Sugar alcohols, which would benefit those of you on a low-carb diet, right? Because some low-carb products are sweetened with sugar alcohols, which are not really recognized as carbohydrate in the diet. But if you have SIBO, this can be a problem. Sugar alcohols are sugars ending in OL, sorbitol, mannitol, right? Maltitol, even xylitol, you want to be careful there. And other sugars, fructose, corn syrup, honey, these are not great to have. Beans and legumes that are FODMAPs to eliminate are soybeans, lentils, chickpeas, kidney beans. So you're wondering, well, if I can't have these very nutritious vegetables that are FODMAPs, that contain FODMAPs, what other vegetables can I have? Well, maybe you'll have celery and green beans and zucchini and carrots. And if you're avoiding the FODMAP-containing fruits I mentioned, instead maybe you'll have blueberries and grapefruit, raspberries, things of that nature. So how do you find out if you have SIBO? There's a simple test that can be performed. It's a take-home kit that you get from a doctor's office. We often prescribe it here. It's the lactulose breath test. You drink a solution of the sugar compound lactulose, and then you exhale into collecting bags, which are provided to you. These bags are returned in a convenient mailer for analysis by a lab. The composition of the exhaled gases provides us with clues as to whether a patient has SIBO and what therapeutic strategy is most likely to succeed. So the good news is that, and so many more people are having IBS, that IBS often occurs because they've been on an acid blocking medication for a while, and then they get IBS and SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, because that acid blocking medication is causing, because it's blocking acid, it's causing the small intestine to become more alkaline. And this sets the stage for that bacterial overgrowth. Not a great idea. So it's no longer a matter of, oh no, you have IBS, you just have to deal with it. No, not at all. We can find out if you have SIBO. There's also a doctor who's an authority on SIBO, Dr. Allison Siebecker, S-I-E-B-E-C-K-E-R, she's a naturopathic physician. She's on the faculty of the National College of Natural Medicine in Portland. And they are a place that treats a lot of gastrointestinal disorders in a really holistic fashion. And if you want to find out more, it's SIBOinfo.com. That is SIBOinfo.com. That's Dr. Siebecker's website for treating SIBO. Another way, now I want to say this too, because I've seen it in my own practice. Oftentimes for my clients with SIBO, going on a low FODMAP diet may not be enough. They still have residual symptoms. They still have bloating. They still have cramping. Some even complain of chronic nausea, which is quite the problem, right? So chronic nausea, if chronic nausea is present, and this is where Dr. Siebecker really gets into it at SIBOinfo.com, she prescribes the specific carbohydrate diet, the SCD, as we like to call it. That really goes all the way in combating SIBO. And she gives a nice little outline of foods to eliminate, what foods to incorporate. But really the gold standard on the specific carbohydrate diet, which is really shown to treat very, very well inflammatory bowel disease like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, as well as intractable diarrhea, which is often associated with IBS, right? The gold standard is the book Breaking the Vicious Cycle by the late Elaine Gottschall. And often when FODMAPs does not go far enough, we got to get a little bit more austerity in the diet, and specific carbohydrate diet really takes care of it and eliminates a whole lot of SIBO, all that bad bacteria that's been fermenting by being fed all these carbohydrates and grains, not just the gluten grains and things. So in many, a low FODMAP diet does not go far enough. And then once the SIBO has been eradicated, and once the candida also has been eradicated by things like candida AR and BR, or taking garlic, the allicin in garlic, going on a low-carb diet, an anti-candida diet, which is actually similar to specific carbohydrate diet. And those with very systemic candida, where they're having skin infections like eczema and chronic yeast infections and other fungal conditions, they need to go on a very, very low carbohydrate diet to combat the candida, where even fruit is eliminated. So there's a little cross-sectioning or overlapping of these different diets, and it really depends on the severity. So once we've taken care of the elimination of SIBO and candida, when if both are present, with the proper diet, and giving things like garlic, candibactins, essential oils, all of those, the complete elimination of sugar, going even farther with the possibly Xifaxan is an antibiotic for SIBO that can be helpful if all else fails, or taking something like biocidin, which also contains all of the herbs and the essential oils that are very, very helpful as an antimicrobial for SIBO and candida. Once all of that is eliminated and the client is experiencing much less and much diminished symptoms, they're feeling a whole lot better, they're happier, their IBS is in check, they're no longer having the alternating constipation, diarrhea, or either one or the other, then I like to reintroduce those prebiotic foods like leeks and asparagus, and maybe fermented foods like sauerkraut, things like yogurt. And if you have a dairy allergy, coconut yogurt is certainly on the list there to use. Kimchi, there's always some kimchi in my refrigerator. Love that stuff. And then the introduction of probiotics. Good probiotics like orthobiotic. There are many different probiotics to take for this. And It depends on the patient, again, how powerful the probiotic should be. We want to re-inoculate the gut with the healthy bacteria. We want to get those healthy troops back, being on guard in the GI tract, so none of these undesirable bacteria can proliferate ever again. And again, a lot of this depends on diet. Diet is the first and foremost thing. If they're going to go back to the diet of having a Danish for breakfast and cereal and a high sugar, high carb diet and all of that, that's a lot of stress on the body. The SIBO can come back. The GERD will come back. And if you've got GERD coming back, you're going to be given another acid blocker and you're going to get SIBO again. The vicious cycle continues. You don't want any of that. So the proper diet, the elimination, the eradication with antimicrobials, natural antimicrobials, when symptoms are gone, introduce prebiotics, probiotics, all of that, and increase those dosages as the client feels better and better. And then pretty much there you would have it if all goes well and the patient is compliant with all of that. That's the best way I have found to deal with SIBO and Candida when both are present, because sometimes they can be one and the same, especially if that Candida has crept up into the small intestine, that's still a part of SIBO. So, Kristen, I thank you for your question. And for those of you who would like to email me, the destination is radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.